Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Should I show the outfit today? Do you want to see the outfit today?
No, that bit is old.
All right, I'll show it.
Ooh. What's this? White pants this
time. I'm not even engaging with you this time, man. It's not even a funny bit anymore. You come on this show every week with a new pair of pants and stupid shoes. You look like you're working at a freaking Fortune 500 company with those shoes.
Maybe I am.
Pull those shoes off your feet. What? Bro, what? Chuckle sandwich viewers, I got to level with you. You know? This whole thing, putting up with Ted's shtick about being fashionable now when I'm sitting here in my Independent Trading Co. hoodie blank and my Gildan 5000 blank. I got three things in my closet, and this kid thinks he's better than me, trying to get all holier than thou.
Well, I don't know. Have you read the prologue to Dreams of El Dorado? Because I have.
It's given me a serious, serious drinking problem.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, maybe I've developed one as well.
You can't open that bottle, can you?
I can. And riddle me this, Schlatt. Riddle me this.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at my best, highest capacity working order when I'm
drunk.
Been drinking. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah. Life just gets easier. The worries fade away.
Yeah.
The judgment goes out the window, and it's right just, you make the best. I've made the best decisions of my life while drunk.
Me too. Such as getting in a car with keys.
Putting the key into the ignition and twisting it.
Twisting it. And then shifting into drive, which we will be doing for this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. Shifting into drive. To do a very special episode of Chuckle Sandwich.
I'm wasted.
Tucker's gonna be giving us some riddles. We're gonna be getting inebriated, and we're gonna try to answer those riddles on this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. This is the drunk episode of Chuckle Sandwich, baby.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
Do the intro. Good mythical morning.
Good mythical morning to everyone here. I'm Rhett. He's Link.
I'm Rhett. Let's
You're right.
be real.
I am
I'm
Link.
Rhett.
I am
You're
Link. If you give me some gray hair here, I've got the same haircut going on.
Yep.
Did I tell you that I told you about how at the Streamies I sang "It's My Belly Button" to Link
you did.
Neal
you
to
did
his
tell me that.
Chagrin. To his chagrin.
He probably didn't like that, but he is quite an old man, so he probably didn't remember.
Yeah, no, he's going on Jimmy Kimmel. He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He's totally fine. I think that we should open... Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Chuckle Sandwich. We're so happy to have you here. Tucker is dressed to the nines. He is a little... dressed to the nines, ties a little bit off kilter. But
tie
okay.
is off
He's
kilter.
Cute.
All right.
Top button unbuttoned. This is breaking a lot of rules.
He's looking like me in the Barbie video right now.
We're 3/4 of the way there.
Looks like he's on a shittier Mormon mission, like a Protestant mission.
I'm an
off-brand
Mormon
convert as many
tonight.
People to Episcopalian.
Yeah, he's the Riddler tonight. This is Tucker's role. He is the Riddler. Did you specifically dress up for this, Tucker, because of the riddles?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, for why? For why?
I don't know. It seemed like a formal event.
This was Tucker's idea, I believe.
I guess I misread the room.
You kind of
did. This is actually Emma's idea.
Yeah, I mean, to also give context of when we're shooting this, I just got off the plane from North Carolina to LA. We filmed the last episode 2 days ago. So it's kind of like we've been hanging out for a couple days now. Yeah. So the vibes are going to be flowing. And also, I'm very excited for this getting drunk because everybody gets a little bit snacky on it. So I brought out my favorite snacks. I'm sure that Schlatt, you're aware of these. I've got my wrap snacks.
Biggie.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, no.
Is that a joke?
You've heard of wrap snacks.
Is that a bad joke?
Yeah.
I've heard of Doritos and Ruffles.
Notorious B.I.G. honey jalapeno potato chips.
Oh, he made some chips? Post-mortem?
You've never had Notorious B.I.G.
No, I've never had that. Is his estate being paid for those, or?
I don't know.
But I don't know. Let me tell you what I'm doing, okay? We should all go down the list, see what we're drinking on tonight. Me, myself, and I are drinking some D.O.M. B&B, Benedictine and Brandy. That's what that is. It's a 40% alcohol.
Oh.
80 proof for the folks watching out of Europe. And I'm just sipping it straight out of the bottle. I have been for quite a while tonight already. I've already made a big old dent on this bottle, and I'm happy to do some more soon.
Yeah, you're doing some serious damage on that bottle right now. I've got, isn't Benedictine, isn't that a liqueur?
It is, but it's this one.
That's like drinking the apple juice of liquor.
Here's the thing. When I go to the liquor store and I look for my bottles of Benedictine, they always have a heavy coating of dust on them.
Because nobody's getting it.
Exactly. There was one bottle of regular Benedictine left, and the others were this B&B, which isn't terrible, but I like the original Benedictine more. Mm-hmm. I've probably sold so many fucking bottles of this shit for them. They need to give me a sponsorship.
Yeah, they got to make telling you a salesman.
You, I walked up to the cash register at this podunk fucking liquor store, and their dog was behind the counter, just like sitting there.
The lady goes to me.
Yeah, the dog.
They're giving dogs jobs now.
The lady sits. She says to me. She's like, oh, wow, we haven't sold one of these in a long time.
Jeez.
And I was like, these are delicious. And I brush off the dust. I swear, caked in dust every time, these bottles.
Jeez. Well, it's got a good surface for dust to collect, too. It's got that little bow.
I know. This would be fucking great butt plug flared at the end. I'm going to stick this up my butt.
Dude.
Anyways, yeah, it is a liqueur. This one is mixed with brandy, which muddles it a little bit, tastes more like alcohol. The other one tastes kind of like an herbal syrup, Benadryl, you know?
This is right up your alley, too, because you've drank on several episodes of Chuckle Sandwich. I think every episode's a drunk one for me. There's only a few episodes that I've drank, and I think those were the ones where, during the first Chuckle Week, we had that bottle of that floating bottle of Fireball that we were just passing around.
We did. We've had liquor present in two of the Chuckle Weeks.
Yeah, we should have them for the next one. We should have like a little bar card thing. Oh, what we should do? We should get Tucker dressed in the nines again and make him a little bartender where he's got his sleeves rolled up and he's got his little towel over his shoulder and he's giving us advice. Yeah,
that would
we
be
totally
fun.
Should. And we should get Webster on store to stock the entire set.
So that's the thing. They actually reached out. So I think maybe I should respond to them because I did get a DM from Webster on store.
We're just kind of bullshitting about the site being named Webster on store.
Yeah,
and the social media manager reached out to us and he's like, "Hey, I loved that clip."
There must have been someone who watches the show that's like, I don't know, the fucking heir of the Baron of Webster-on-Store that was father, he walks through his mansion filled with restaurant furniture. Father.
That's what I think, dude. It's probably the son of like the CEO. Yeah. I always think to myself, man, how many offspring of really rich, powerful people are huge fans of me? And how can I leverage that?
Yeah, no, good question. Yeah, I would like to know that too. Does Jeff Bezos have any children? Is that a thing?
No, I don't think he does.
You don't think he does, Tucker?
I think his wife ran away with all the money.
And
his rival's got plenty to go around.
His rival? Who's his rival? Who are we talking about?
The big EM.
Elon Musk? Oh, yeah. No, he's got a bunch of alien kids, right?
Jeff Bezos has plenty. Four.
Oh, okay.
He's got a good serving of those.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's continue going around and checking on the alcohol. So today, for me, I've got tequila. I've got some tequila blanco. This is...
fair enough.
This was sent to me by my agency, very sweetly of them. I think they sent this to me for my birthday. And it's San Miguel de Allende, tequila blanco, 100% puro agave azul. Eco en tequila, Mexico is where it's come from. Okay. So, yeah, this is 40% alcohol. This is tequila, guys. Yeah, I don't know what to tell. Tucker's got a fucking chalice of he's got an elixir. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck Tucker's got. It looks like grog. Looks like he's drinking some fucking Lord of the Rings orc shit.
It's a Captain and Coke.
Dude, that's the shit that orcs from the Lord of the Rings are drinking in the bars, and they're like, we're gonna go eat some fucking grog tonight, boys.
This is like a potion you take in The Witcher, and Geralt would be like, bitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he'd be like, and then he'd walk outside and go, wind's howling.
Yeah.
So I'd say that we open up this riddle episode. We got our riddle master with his grog. We got our Rhett with his apple juice, and we've got Ted with his fashion tequila. And we're gonna all take a swig right now. I've got my chaser because I don't think I'm gonna be able to handle this. I haven't really eaten all anything right, today.
Ted, I'm sipping on 40%. You can sip on 40% too. Come on,
I already took
it's
a
very
shot.
Different things, but
don't make a face, buddy.
All right, I won't make a face. All right.
Take a sip of that tequila, no chaser. Ready?
Cheers,
Chucklers. 3, 2, 1. Cheers. I feel like we're on a Guga Foods episode.
Yeah.
Where his nephew is Leo and shit. What's the name of the other one? Damn. The other one.
Angel. We're going to have a swing count Angel. On this episode too, by the way.
Oh, dude. I'm like 8 in already. Yeah. Which probably equates like 4 shots.
Before we continue, so, though, I feel like since I've been eating so many... or drinking so much, I should probably have another snack. Maybe I'll try out Ooey Wavy Boozy Louisiana Heat.
What? Where are you getting these?
Why have
bit?
You not? You haven't heard of these snacks
I've
before?
Never heard
I thought
of
you would
these
get
things.
Excited.
Well, oh, you got the Ooey Louisiana Heats?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know what this is.
You've never seen
I've
these
never
before?
Seen these chips before.
Come on, man. You know these chips.
Rap I don't
snacks,
know these
dude.
Chips.
Rap snacks.
Rap snacks.
Rap snacks. They're made out of...
Where did you go that serves rap snacks? Do you order these on eBay? Are these like 20 years old? Or are these
you
a
saw
thing
me
that
leave for the store
making?
Before we filmed the podcast. I just went and got them.
They had those? They had
yeah,
rap snacks.
Of course
snacks.
They did. Everybody sells okay. these. Everybody knows rap.
Everybody you sells
know?
Rap snacks.
I know rap
okay.
snacks.
Okay.
Yep.
Tucker knows rap
sure.
snacks.
Sure. Yeah, no, I know rap snacks.
You can't really visit LA without getting a bag of rap snacks.
No, everybody knows
sure.
rap snacks.
Sure, yeah. No, you're right.
I'm sure they have them in New York, too.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You don't think that Notorious B.I.G. Honey Jalapeno is being sold in New York City? Come on.
We don't like to exploit his honor here. Kind of more of a, you know, we revere him.
Okay.
Let's do the riddle. Come on.
All right, first riddle. How many riddles do you have, by the way, Tucker? And do we take a shot per riddle? That seems like we'd
no,
die.
No.
But
we've got plenty. We got plenty.
We need a counter on the screen, by the way, of how many for our video watchers. You're all right. How many swigs we've taken. We need to collectively take swigs each time.
Bro, Schlatt and I started before we
We
even
started way
court.
Before. Yeah. We've been pre-gaming. We've
Emma
been
was
doing
bringing
a,
me
yeah.
shots.
Yeah,
like,
this
what?
Was... We were having a lot of fun
yeah,
while you
dude,
were getting
I got an
those
empty
rap
one
snacks.
Right here.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
We're deep, dude. We're deep. Buckle
yeah,
up.
Okay.
Here we
well,
go.
Now I'm getting jealous.
So...
what the...
Are you ready for the first one? There we go.
Yes, Professor Keen.
Hey, take this seriously.
Okay.
I am.
All right, here's the riddle. When you take me out of a window, you leave a grieving wife. When you stick me in a door, you will save somebody's life.
When you
take me...
Can you paste them in the chat, too, so I can read them over,
sure,
too?
Sure, sure. That's a great idea.
When you take me out of a window, you leave a grieving wife... You take it. What do you put in a window? A screen? A sill? But then what's the second half?
When you take me out of a window, you leave a grieving wife. When you stick me in
stick
the door.
Stick me into a door.
You will save someone's life.
A window, a door. What goes in both? I don't know. What goes into a door?
Oh man, is this supposed to be the low baller? Are we low balling at the beginning here?
No, this is just a good one. I thought it was, you know, because I didn't want to start with like a stupidly easy one or a common.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, you take me out of a window. Let's take me out of that door. You save someone's life. Fuck. Well, I'll be honest. My first thought, I'll just speak out loud or think out loud. My first thought was something. When you take me out of a window, you leave a grieving wife. First thing I thought of was in the cartoons when they've got like a pie cooling off on a windowsill. Totally unrelated, but I feel like I can't get my brain to stop thinking that the answer
smoke,
is a pie.
And the smoke wafts from the pie and it wraps around my head.
And then you levitate.
And then I start floating. I start floating with my legs trailing behind me.
I get that comment strangely more frequently than I think most people do. Whereas people will say, Ted, you seem like the kind of man to float towards a cooling pie, like to the smell of a pie, like I'm a fucking, like I'm Yogi Bear or something. Picnic basket. When you take me out of a window, you leave a grieving wife. So what do we take out of a window? What things can be taken out of a window? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
A grieving wife. Stick me in a door. Someone's
a alive. Baby?
You're thinking too literally. It's a riddle.
I know.
Sometimes riddles are literal, though. You know?
I feel like riddles usually have a little bit of a twist.
A twist?
Like, sure, it's literal when you know it, but, you got to think critically.
I don't know. A letter? Like...
Oh! I got it.
What is it?
I've got it.
I've got no fucking clue.
Hey,
so.
Hey. When you take me out of a window, window is the word, and you take... You take a W out, or you take an N out. What do you get? You get a widow, a grieving wife after her husband was smashed into by a Ford Pinto, aka me, on the Texas State Highway 130 going 85 miles an hour.
Oh, it's the letter N. I see what you're saying.
Easy. You take out the letter N, you get a widow. You put in the letter N into a door, you get a donor.
Yeah, no, boom! I would have never in a million years.
One nothing Schlatt, baby!
Congratulations, Mr. Schlatt. You've earned a point.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're competing? Ah, shit.
One nothing, baby. We interrupt this episode of Chuckle Sandwich to bring you our sponsor for today, Surfshark. That's right. Surfshark VPN is both an app and a browser extension that keeps you safe while you browse online from people like me. One of the ways Surfshark can keep you safe online is when you're using public Wi-Fi. People like me like to sit at Starbucks from the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and just use a little sniffer tool. See who's on the Wi-Fi. See who I can hack, who I can get into and steal all your little bank infos. I do it quite frequently, and I'm very good at it. Unsecured Wi-Fi can leave you vulnerable to a bunch of security breaches, but with Surfshark, your information is always encrypted and protected from bad actors. Surfshark's great because they offer 24/7 live chat, email, and social media support, so you always have help available when you need it. And that's why Surfshark is my VPN. For all you Chuckle Sandwich listeners, you can get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/chuckle and use code CHUCKLE for 80% off plus 3 additional months for free. That's crazy. That's code CHUCKLE for 80% off plus 3 additional months for free at surfshark.deals/chuckle. And there's no risk in trying because they got a 30-day money-back guarantee. So thank you to Surfshark VPN for sponsoring today's episode of Chuckle. And now back into it. Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, I need another snack then.
No, no, no. You don't need another snack. You need another swig, buddy.
Okay. Slat is going to sweep this.
You think I'm... Maybe I just don't have the brain for riddles. I think
I sure as hell don't. I'll tell you.
Let me put my hair into a ponytail.
All right. Another swig for another riddle. I think that I do need another snack, though. So this time, maybe I'll try out... This is... Everybody knows this one, by the way. And I'd be surprised if you don't know this one.
Ted, are you drunk already?
No, no. I'm just checking out and reading Nicki Minaj's Barbie Quinn with my honey truffle.
Ooh.
You know, dude, this is... You know Nicki what this Minaj's reminds me of? Barbie this Quinn. Reminds me of when you went to therapy. And the guy was like, are you playing a joke on me? And then he
I'm
hung up on you. Remember when that happened?
I'm not playing a joke on you, dude. Everybody likes these snacks. Barbie
that
Quinn
cashier,
on my...
That cashier was probably Barbie like, this dude is not being serious with
dude,
me right now. He's
snacks,
doing this
man.
For a bit.
Barbie Quinn with my honey truffle, Nicki Minaj's flavor.
How'd they get the license for that?
Nicki Minaj? She probably made him, dude. I don't know.
Give me the next riddle.
Here comes
That's
the next
good.
One.
That's actually really good.
Halo of water, tongue of wood, skin of stone, long I've stood. My fingers, short, reach to the sky.
Oh my God.
Inside my heart, men live and die.
That is a fucking novel.
You better fucking paste that in the chat, dude. I got no fuck.
Halo of water.
Got you all right off.
Tongue of wood, skin of stone, long I've stood. My fingers short reach to the sky. Inside my heart, men live and die. I have no fucking clue. No fucking clue. Where do you even begin with this? A halo of water. What is a... skin of stone. Tongue. So this is a thing that we're trying to guess. What has a tongue of wood?
I fucking hate riddles, dude. This shit sucks.
This is difficult, man.
We've only taken two shots worth of alcohol right now.
No, I'm way farther than that.
Halo of water. Okay, so maybe perhaps a moat. Perhaps a fountain of some sort. Tongue of wood. Don't know what that means, but fucking skin of stone? Halo of water, tongue of wood. Skin of stone, long I've stood. My fingers
short.
Reach to the sky. Inside my heart, men live and die. A forest?
I don't like this. I don't get it.
A forest?
No, you're way off with that.
The earth? I don't know. My fingers short reach to the sky makes me think that that's a forest kind of, and they're reaching to the skies and to the sun.
I'm a humble man. I'm smart enough to know when I should reach for help, and I'm reaching towards Tucker right now for a little hint.
My heart, men live and die.
You want a hint?
Yeah, I want
I'd love a hint.
I liked when Ted said the word moat.
Moat?
Oh, a castle.
Bingo. Point for Mr. Ted.
What the fuck do you mean, tongue of wood?
Tongue of wood, the drawbridge.
Drawbridge.
Skin of stone.
Fuck, okay.
Fingers short,
okay,
reach to the sky.
Okay.
I'm curious about the fingers short, reach to the sky thing. That one was kind of throwing me off. That led me to forest, though.
What is it called? The battlements or something? You know how the castles are like in Minecraft, it's every other block or something?
Yeah, it definitely felt like it was some sort of object, but man. I was close.
Well, I'll give
good.
You the point.
No, that's good. You get a point for that, man.
Thanks, man. I should try another snack.
How many of these do you have?
Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah. No, what? Sour cream truffle. Another Nicki Minaj flavor.
Oh, okay.
That's
she
great.
Made two.
This is a classic from the wrap snacks. What?
You clean them out, dude. They probably haven't sold a bag in months. And Ted's like, I'll take the lot.
I love wrap snacks. Everybody knows I love wrap snacks.
That's an opinion you can have.
It's not opinion. It's a well-known thing. Everyone's like, oh, man, get Ted some wrap snacks. I've just been on a diet lately for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I feel that one, brother.
So what do we do? Do we do another...
You want an easier one? I'll give you an easier one.
Sure, yeah. But we got to do another hit. We got to do another hit.
Oh, great. Okay.
Surely. It seems like at the end of each one, it makes perfect sense to do. Hmm.
You are using a chaser. You are
I'm
being a little
thirsty.
Bitch right now.
Okay, listen. If I'm
you're
gonna
not
have,
thirsty,
if I'm
you
gonna
were holding
Nicki
that in your mouth.
Cream, if I'm gonna
you
have
were
Nicki,
holding. Hey, I know what you did. You pre-gamed the lemonade, and you were going to hold that in your mouth so that when the tequila went in, it made a little drinky, a little girly drinky.
How
be a
dare
man,
you
okay?
Accuse me of such an
be
offense.
Be a man, swallow the lemonade, and then swallow your fucking mixer, your fucking drink. God damn, I'm drunk.
Here we go. It's like water to me, man, though.
No.
That's the only thing. I'm easy with tequila.
You sound like
Are you
19.
Not a tequila guy, Schlatt? Are you the kind of
I
guy that'll
tequila.
Drink tequila and you go
fucking...
and you go like this? He'll go like this, right? This is how Schlatt would do tequila.
Ah! Ah! No.
I love that way. Yeah, when he gets loud, you just can't hear him at all, and that's funny to me. We should just mute him for that.
Yeah,
so that
they
can
we should,
experience
yeah.
what
no,
we experience.
No.
Yeah, your mic mutes
no,
itself
not,
when it gets too
high. We're not
going to
do that. We're not going to do that.
We are.
You know what? I'm changing things right now. It's gonna be like this now. And you go like this. You go.
Did not fix a single thing. It's just muted when he does that.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. For the record, I don't even take chances with tequila. I don't like the way it tastes at all, and I don't think any drink is made better with it.
Give us an easy one, Tucker.
Here we go.
I'm looking to get ahead in points from this schmuck who doesn't know about rap snacks. It's like, if you don't know about
yeah.
rap snacks,
well, at the end of the day,
riddle.
I'm ahead of yeah. drinks.
I
so
think
I'm
you
winning
will
that
get
game.
This one, Ted. I think this one you'll get. I might come through your window, and I'm often at the bar. Sometimes I'm used to send your kids to die in lands afar. And I'll post it for you guys.
I'm just thinking. This isn't even a... there's no banter to be had. I'm just thinking.
My money's not good for this one.
Might come through your window. What might go through a window? What's often at a bar? Sometimes you're used... to send kids to die in lands afar. Terrorism. No, that doesn't
perhaps
make any sense.
I might come through your
that
window.
A rock might come through a window.
A
rock
through your
Iraq,
window.
Iraq. What the country. Never mind.
The country
that's
of
the wrong,
Iraq.
That's the wrong train of thought.
Saddam Hussein.
He
could,
was.
Theoretically, in, at a certain point yes. when he was alive, come through my window. And he also, depending on. Was he Islamic? Like, did he practice the religion of Islam?
So Irish car bomb. Irish car bomb. Often at the bar, that's a drink that they have. But those don't typically come through a window, do they? But if a car bomb happened, maybe in the United States, then that could be, you know, grounds for a Patriot Act or something to that extent. I don't know.
Sometimes I'm used to this in here.
Ted, you know what I think this is? You know what I think this is? I think this...
Oh! A draft!
What?
Thank you, Mr. Ted. You're at two.
What?
A draft. A draft might come through your window, and a draft beer is often at the bar.
Okay,
and
okay.
The draft is what Vietnam...
Yeah, I got you. No, that makes sense.
Red, white, and blue...
You know what? You're more of a beer guy, so that one was right up your alley. I get that.
Yeah, right, looks I'll like I'm the you. Fortunate son. I'm going to put a sound for that. Okay. So how are you feeling, Schlatt? You know, you're one behind me now. Seems like I'm the king of riddles.
I think the winner should take a drink. I think if you won that one, you got to take a drink.
Fine.
Yeah, Ted, you do need to catch up on the drinks.
Oh, my God. The pussy as that bottle didn't even raise above a 90-degree plane.
I just had a full shot there with that.
No, you didn't.
That was a straight swing, dude.
Take another one.
Ugh, no, that'll affect me in a
pussy.
Negative way.
Comments
I'll
won't
do,
like
next
that.
Next time, I'll do an, I'll
pussy.
Do a better swing
comments
next time.
Won't like that.
You know what? I need another snack. Yeah.
Here he goes again.
Well, this is
He's
a classic.
Gonna pull out. I mean, wait, hold on. Let me guess. The little dicky, tricky... Blicky.
What was that one more time? Can you just
little
lock
dicky,
it in for me?
Tricky blicky.
What flavor is that?
That's gunmetal.
Gunmetal? You think that Lil Dicky's making a gunmetal flavor?
I don't
Well, all obviously, right. It's Rick Ross Sweet Chili Lemon Pepper. So, I mean,
it doesn't even rhyme. That's silly.
It wasn't. Are they supposed to? I guess Rap Snacks, maybe that's. Well, I mean, everybody loves this one. Everybody, this is like a fan favorite generally. Rick okay. Ross Lemon Pepper Sweet Chili. Nice. Ow. I have 5 open bags of different chips to my right now. All right, give me the next riddle. I'm really ready for this.
Next riddle. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, this is gonna be a short one. I think this one's a little easier, so maybe Schlatt can catch up. I got a good one, but it's long, so I'm gonna wait till next time. But here we go. Lose me once, I'll come back stronger. Lose me twice, I'll leave forever.
A war.
Wrong.
Damn.
Lose me once, I'll come back stronger. Lose me twice, I'll leave forever.
What do you lose? What have you lost, Ted? You ever lost anything important to you?
Lose me once, I'll come back stronger. It's not coming. It's not sex.
Mm-mm.
Come back stronger. Lose me twice, I'll leave forever. Lose me twice, I'll leave forever.
I don't know this one.
Lose me one. None of us.
I really don't know this one.
We have to figure it out.
I don't think Ted knows it either, honestly.
I don't know this.
It took me a little bit to get the draft one, but lose me once, I'll come back stronger. So much stronger, leave forever.
I'm not much of a wordsmith, you know?
Stronger, forever. I'm surprised that you got the one that you knew I would get that last one, Tucker, by the way.
I knew you'd get the last one. My money was on you. But for total score, I still think Schlatt's going to win.
I'm just kind of happy that we got a drinking episode. Like, that's the only reason I said yes to it. I don't think I'm like particularly good at riddles.
Yeah, no, I'm like...
I'll leave forever. Who leaves forever except a bitch wife, you know?
I feel like it's somewhere hidden within the concept of what it means to lose it. Like,
what are you losing? Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, what exactly is the loss?
Wait, always come back.
Okay. That's all right.
We all know that.
Twice I'll leave for back. I'm kind of stuck on this right now. I mean, the first thought that I had was boomerang, which is not correct.
That doesn't make any sense. You throw those. It would just be someone who
is just not a consistent boomerang thrower is really what that would be the answer to.
Why don't you both give me a nice smile?
A tooth?
Bingo. Schlatt just that was just point.
Too easy. I don't even want to take a point on that. That was just too easy. You know what? If it gets me tied, I'll take a point.
We'll tie you
Fine,
up.
I'll take a point.
Because I gave a hit on the last one.
That was
one with
so
Ted's
easy.
Moat.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, now he gets it. So we're tied up. Damn it. Teeth?
I need a vaguer hint, though, because I feel like that was you just lobbed that to
what
me.
What if we got veneers? This isn't a correct riddle. What if I got veneers or dentures?
What a silence. The next one's going to be harder.
Okay.
Just took a shot.
At least I think it's hard, but I think it's a really good riddle.
See this shot? Ready? He wasn't even fucking looking. Fuck, man.
You made a face, and you just took a chaser.
Schlatt, you're drinking sugar.
It's the same alcohol content.
Yeah, but you're
There's no sugar in
you're,
this.
You're drinking like... This is like the difference between me doing shots of tequila and you're doing shots of Malibu, okay?
What are you talking about?
It's sweet, is it not? There's not just pure bitterness.
It's a nectar. It's the nectar of the gods.
Okay. I'm not drinking there this are, in a nectar.
Hey,
this
there's a couple nectar. Monks out there in the Alps that fucking brew this shit alone, and they don't share the recipe with nobody. Okay, yeah, go to your fucking notorious B.I.G. snacks, your fucking honey
mustard.
They're
good. Audio listeners love you to death. They're tasty and they're good. All right, what do you got for us next, Tucker?
All right, this is going to be a bit of a harder one, a bit of a longer one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, a longer one? We're getting a whole fucking paragraph for this one?
Oh, yeah. But I think it's a good riddle. I really do think this is a good one.
God, you're such a fucking nerd right now.
I know, dude. I love it. All right, here we go. We sound like Eden as a pair. Make us wait. We won't play fair. Sometimes consensus, most times schism. Usually locked away in prism. If by chance you seek, then throw. The serpent sees where we meet low. We carry freight when we meet high, but separate us and we die.
So I am going to take a page out of Eddie Burback's book and say, pass, I don't care.
No, you can't. That's the whole point of the episode. Pass, I don't care.
Pass, I don't care. Pass, I don't care.
Okay, well, let's break this down. How about that? Let's break it down together. Maybe we do a little bit of a reading circle, maybe a little small group action.
Let me
tell you. How about that, Schlatt?
When you know it, the wordplay is really going to turn you on. It's good.
Yeah.
You're going to... It's like when you finish a good game or a book and you're like, I got to Google this.
Yeah, this one's a rhyming one.
As soon as you figure it out, you're going to go back and go, oh, I got to read every line.
All of these are like rhyming ones.
Well, every good riddle rhymes.
That's true. Every good riddle rhymes. Every good riddle rhymes.
Spoken like a true fucking riddle dork. Well, every good riddle rhymes.
We sound like Eden as a pair. Who sounds like Eden as a pair? Maybe boys in sync.
Make us wait. Is that a specific usage of?
Wait for the audio listeners. Wait is spelled
like a measurement of mass. Make us wait. We won't play fair. So we sound like Eden as a pair. E D N. So it's probably Ed and N as a pair. We sound like Eden as a pair. Maybe.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, make us so good.
Make us wait. We won't play fair. Sometimes consensus. Most times schism. Usually locked away in a prism.
Prism with an M.
What's the other option?
Prison, which is what you usually get locked away in.
Yeah, that's why it like totally pulled me towards like the concept of like light being locked.
That's
in
what
a
I
prison.
Was thinking. I was thinking something about light, but that doesn't make any sense.
If by chance you seek, then throw.
Doesn't make any sense either.
When you know it, you're going to go back through every line and you're going to go, oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know.
Where do serpents go? Serpents. The serpent will see when we meet love.
Well,
but then you carry freight when you're high?
I was going through these and I was like, damn, some of these are way too easy.
This was one of them? You said this was one of them?
No, this wasn't one, but I feel like every single one's been a bit of a stumper, you know?
Yeah, dude. These are, I think but we're
I'm
just
reading
like...
them. I'm reading them with the answer. I'm like, oh, that's easy.
Yeah, sometimes consensus, most times schism.
It's like poetry. It really is.
Yeah, no, it is. It's rhyming and it's fucking weirdly worded.
What do you weigh?
Whoever concedes defeat loses a point.
What?
Sorry, dude. It's the rules.
I'm actually gonna sit here and try to get this riddle. That's like this one is like Tucker's been talking up the fact that it's such a good riddle and that if I figure it out, I'm gonna be like a joyous little boy. So I need to figure this out.
This is the best riddle I think I have.
And I feel like my ability to think about the riddle is reducing every time I take a shot. So it's like...
Yes. Yeah, that's the point.
If by chance you seek...
What I feel like the line that matters the most is usually locked away in prism.
I would say that is not your most important line.
Really?
I would say that
might
be your
least important.
What the
fuck do you put in a prism?
Forget that one. That's my...
Forget that one?
Yeah, toss that one out. I like... All right, I'm going to start giving you guys a little bit of hints. I'll tell you which lines I like, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh. Which ones do you like?
Okay. Make us wait, we won't play fair.
Uh-huh.
The serpent sees where we meet low. Those two are really good.
Make us wait.
Fuck, dude!
I don't want to lose a point, but I'm very close to saying I have no idea what the fuck this is.
Well, you're just impatient.
Up.
You just got to think for
a
second.
I'm a very impatient person.
I know. I can tell.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to take another drink. Can I do that, Tucker?
Yeah. Why don't you take a couple while we wait on Ted?
Maybe I'll find the answer.
The answer usually lies within the bottle.
It does.
We're taking another swig then. Here we go.
I'm about to give it to you, Ted.
I don't know, a rhyme?
Not even close.
Are you guys ready to give up?
No, give me a hint. One hint.
One hint? Oh, dude, I want to give a hint that's not too obvious.
Give me a low-key hint.
Game. Think about games. Unlimited games. Without these, there'd be no games.
Dude, this is the worst idea ever to get ourselves drunk and then try to make us do riddles. This is like the fucking worst idea we've ever had.
Are you ready?
Yes. No, what is it? Fucking riddles?
Tucker, say the fucking answer. Ready?
Yes. The answer is a pair of dice.
I was thinking about that earlier.
What do you mean that's sound crazy. Like eating as a pair?
That's paradise. Crazy. Dude.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
It's good. Fuck the you. Serpent seasonally meatloaf, so snake
annoying.
Eyes.
That's so annoying because I was looking at the line, if by chance you seek, then throw. And I was like, is that dice? It's oh, nice. God, man.
You.
That's
no,
a good one, right? Isn't
no,
that good?
No, this
the serpent
is,
how
snake
do you
eyes,
think?
I get it. Why did you pick this one and be like,
I
they'd be able
it.
To solve
it
this?
Poetry, dude. It was just poetry. I
dude, sometimes
you,
consensus,
Tucker,
most times schism.
I need
yeah,
some
that makes
Barbie
sense.
Quinn with my truffle honey right
Hold
now.
On. Hold on. Hold on. Make us wait. We won't play fair. Okay. All right. I get that because it won't be fair anymore if you wait to die.
Weighted dice.
Usually locked away in prism. You don't even understand that one.
Yeah, that's why I said don't listen to that one.
Yeah.
Schlatt was real focused on that one.
Yeah, Schlatt said, like, I think this is the most important one of the entire thing.
I was like, wrong. Get it out of there.
Yeah. We carry freight when we meet high. 12?
I think the biggest one was if by double chance sixes. You seek, then throw. That was the one that got me thinking it was actually dice.
But you didn't say it.
I know. I didn't say it out loud. I should have just
See,
fucking
keep
said my
munching
thoughts
on
out
those
loud.
Rap snacks, dude. Separate us and we die? That doesn't make any sense.
We are die on their own. They're not dice.
Mm.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay. We carry freight when we make high. Right. Can you explain that one?
All right.
Boxcars, double sixes.
I've never heard anyone say that in my entire life.
Dude, you explained it and I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, it's snake eyes for one and one, and it's boxcars for six and six.
Look at him biting the tail end of his glasses, trying to act smart.
Oh, man. He doesn't wear glasses. He doesn't know how that works.
No, these are fucked, dude. This and the drinks, I'm gonna have a headache of a lifetime tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have to play Helldivers after this podcast.
Yes!
You got to understand, and this leads into my sidebar here, is that when we were sitting all around the table in North Carolina, me, Moses, Tucker, I'm sitting in the middle. Tucker's on the right end of the table. Moses on the left end of the table. When we start dropping in and it starts going, ba, 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 we all hold hands. And then I replicate the feeling of what it's like to be in a fucking drop pod. So I just am like shaking them. And we're both listening. We're all listening to the music. And it gets very hype. It's very hype.
Very hype.
Secondary sidebar.
Wow, okay.
What's on my wrist right now?
A bracelet?
It is.
A little girly bracelet. I took mine off, by the way. I don't even do those girly things anymore.
This whole time that I've been in my fashion era.
Got a women's bracelet on.
Would you agree that Tucker's been on
and
your
Tucker,
side?
Tucker, you'd agree with me. He's mixing gold and silver, which is something you don't do.
It's
you
a thing now. It's actually a
you
thing
don't
now.
Do it.
I actually have a little bit of an observation about Ted's fashion era.
I'm not done with my sidebar here. Wait.
Go ahead. He's drunk. He's not even going to remember this. Go ahead with
I'll kill your
observation.
I noticed today on a thumbnail
what the fuck?
I saw.
Anyways, I'm going to start. Tucker,
Hassan,
I'm going to fire you. Stop talking.
Had rings on all hands, similar to Ted.
Who
I think
thought,
he's just copying Hassan.
Ted's copying Hassan.
No, I don't fucking care about Hassan.
That makes
okay?
a lot of sense. That makes
no,
a lot of sense now
care
that I think
about
it. Because every time we turn off the podcast, he starts spewing that left wing
so
stupid bullshit.
Okay.
And, you know, me and Tucker have to educate him every time. We say, Ted, you know, I really.
You're not
going
to be happy about what I'm about to say, then,
I really
this
think,
what, if you
I
think
really
that you're
think
on the same time as Tucker,
you were supposed to save this.
Okay. Tucker.
For when I had something to rep.
Okay, well, I don't care because I think I need to bring it up now because Schlatt's doing this whole thing where he's like, Tucker and I are on the same side.
Okay.
Wasn't the case in North Carolina because
really?
I placed this very bracelet onto Tucker's wrist. Mm. And we will start showing on the, I'm sending you the photos, Emma. We're going to show them on screen right now. Tucker modeling at a bar. The wristband, the wrist thing. Tucker wanted to keep this.
Did he?
He wanted to keep this.
He wanted to keep that.
And my best friend said no.
Well, because I was like, Tucker, okay, here's what I'll do.
How good would that look right now?
How
good would that look?
I am going to go to the store. First of all, I'm going to measure this because obviously this fits you as well. And I'm going
to... It fit me so good. It fit me better than you.
Yeah, no, I... we still each other... We still kind of owe each other birthday presents. I mean, yours probably was sent out.
I got mine right here.
Yours was sent out or something, but I still need to order some stuff. But, and it's been since January, so this is bad, but I'll send you a bracelet. But I just want to point out, Schlad, that Tucker put that on his wrist and he started acting like he was the fucking like fashion king of North Carolina. He starts going around. He's like, dude, take me a picture of this. And I'm like, take a photo. He's like, let me look at that. He's like, okay, wait, no. He's like adjusting. He's adjusting. He's trying to make sure he gets it right.
Yeah.
He was out of control, dude. He was like a fucking sex symbol that
well,
night.
I'll tell you something, Dad. He probably was acting that way because it was a golden bracelet and he's got a golden wedding band. How about
that? That's exactly the same. Yeah, no, because he likes to match it. He thought it was like increasing the power of his earned ring. Yeah.
I think that bracelet's taking you down a couple notches with your silver, everything else. I just think it doesn't match. Oh, he's got a golden necklace too. Wait, that's a silver necklace. That's silver.
You don't even know what color anything is, by the way. But yeah, no, I honestly don't really.
You're not a gold guy. Give me the gold, baby.
Gold doesn't work for you.
Give me the gold.
When are you going to admit that gold doesn't work for you?
I like the gold. What are you talking about?
You're too slim. You're too hip.
You think that gold is...
Gold's a big part of the old country.
I guess gold is reserved for the B.I.G.
East Coast.
All right, what's the next riddle, Tucker? We got to get another riddle out.
Shit, dude. I'm feeling it.
Yeah?
All right.
Glasses going back on.
So you're 1-1, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're 2-2.
You both lost a point.
Because we didn't get the riddle.
Wait.
We didn't get the
riddle.
Sorry, Ted. I don't make the rules. Don't...
You literally do.
What starts with E, ends with E, and has one letter in it?
E.
Wrong.
Fuck. Okay.
The great silence continues.
What the fuck is this, dude? This one's fucked up.
Dude, this one's easy. It's everywhere online. It's everywhere.
Is it really?
Yeah. Damn, I was worried. You guys are going to be nailing these. I was like, oh, I hope I have enough.
No, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, dude.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Even if we were sober, this would still be a tough one. I'm taking another sip.
Is this word verbatim, or did you write this? What starts with E, ends with E, and have one letter in it?
Has, sorry.
Okay.
That was just
the semantics is important.
That was a mistake right there.
Let me do the embarrassing edited.
What starts with E, ends with E, and has one letter in it? Well, that's interesting. It's not E. It's not the letter E.
Schlatt, you better get this. I got a lot of money on this right now.
No, man. Don't put any money on me. Please don't bet on me. I'm so useless these days, man. I feel like I just sit all day. You know,
Bro, I wish I could sit.
I had a nice car with a garage with many cars in it. And I just am resting on my laurels and just kind of wasting away, you know, and I drink a lot.
Half of that was just kind of bragging.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was.
I don't know. A mailbox? No, that's not right.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. A letter.
Boom. There you go. 2-1, Mr. Schlatt.
Okay, can I get like half a point for getting him there?
No.
There's no way I didn't get him there.
You don't get any points for that.
But I got you
admit
it.
There's no points for that. There's honor in that.
Admit it.
There's honor
I was a stepping
that.
Stool to your success.
Honor, but no
admit
points.
That I was a
honor,
stepping
but
stool
no
to your
points.
Success.
Honor, but no points. He's leaving. Wow. He's giving us a great opportunity. Look at those stupid ass shoes he's got. Oh, great. Baseball bat. He's pulling out the baseball bat.
Those pants would be stained before I ever even put them on.
Oh, shit. He just broke a wooden baseball
bat. Broken, you dumbass. Fuck you.
Ted, you had an opportunity there to play that straight, and you would have gained a lot of points in my book, but you admitted to the fact that it was already broken. I thought that was really cool. I thought you just did a really cool thing.
But then I made fun of you, and that made me feel good. Okay,
fair.
So what's the next riddle?
Hold on, can we... Why does... What Let's starts with a letter E? E? Letter?
Oh, I guess.
Wait, so you answered and you didn't even know what you were saying?
I just threw out a word.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Wait, Tucker, it's, what was the answer?
Wait, no, it wasn't actually letters. It was.
What?
It's envelope.
What?
Envelope.
It's envelope.
Envelope.
Why is he gonna pour it then?
Because I'm fucked up, dude. This was half liquor.
Oh, shit.
No!
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. No, you gotta give me a point. You do give me a point.
Yeah, hey.
That doesn't make a shred of sense.
Hey, when the host screws up, the player wins.
Yeah.
It's the honor system.
Unless
it's the Oscars.
Unless
it's the Oscars.
Schlatt's
I'm moonlight right
it's,
now, dude.
It's
you're fucking La La Land, Schlatt.
Fuck yeah, I love that. I love that.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Moses. All right, Moses.
Moses.
Schlatt said letter, and Tucker was like, yes. And it was like, wasn't even close to the word. It wasn't even close to the word.
Dude, yeah, sorry. I'm starting to feel it.
Jesus. Why are you I'm drinking, Tucker? Wait, why is Tucker drinking? Why did we include Tucker in the drinking process? He's the host of the game.
I feel like I'm the furthest in right now. I heard we were drinking. I was like, fuck yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, number one mistake of hiring a Marine is like once alcohol gets involved, he's like, oh, dude, we're drinking in the barracks right now, dude.
Usually have to hide it.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
All right,
so it's 2-1. It's 2-1 me. I'm in first.
He's in first.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that. By a fluke of Tucker's inebriation. Thank you.
Not my problem.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. What?
Don't act like you've got it together, first of all. Don't act like you...
bro, it's like...
Listen up. A box without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.
All right. Place that in there so I can... But I did like the delivery there. That was good. That was good.
A box without hinges, key, or lid. Yet golden treasure inside is hid. So there's a box, but it doesn't have a lid or any way to open it.
And this actually comes inside? From The Hobbit, the original from the 70s, the animated, which is about the scariest animated kids show you can watch.
Is it like akin to like the Zelda one that they animated?
Yes, it's just uncanny hand-drawn shit.
Yeah, where it's just American stuff where they're like, okay, kind of like, is it like similar? It's like the cell animated version of like what the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer clay animated stuff looked like.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, and this has the scariest depiction of Smeagol, right? That's the name. It's pretty fucking creepy. Nothing like the movies. So give it a watch.
Okay.
Emma and I got fucked up. We watched that. It was
Lord of the Rings. Not a ring. Surely not a ring.
No, it's not a ring.
It's not a ring. Is it a lord?
No, you're getting further away.
So it's closer to
is
a
it
ring.
It's closer to a ring than a lord. You're equally far. You're not even close.
A box without hinges, key, or lid. At golden treasure inside is hid.
This is like as pure of a riddle as possible.
Yeah, it feels like a pretty pure riddle.
Yeah.
I don't like this one. I'm going to be honest. I don't like this one.
I feel like this is whenever something is brought up, that's how your response usually goes.
Yeah, because I'm a close-minded person in general. Tucker,
maybe that's why you're on this podcast. Maybe that's
all
what brought
chance,
you here.
All chance of me focusing on this riddle has gone out the window now that Tucker has unbuttoned two more buttons of that little button-up shirt.
No, Tucker's looking slutty as hell.
I'm getting sloppy over here,
Tucker's
dude.
Looking like a fucking... He looks like fucking Channing Tatum right now. I mean, let's be honest.
Damn fucking right.
He's looking like...
I don't even know what Channing Tatum looks like.
It's something that you need to bust open... You need to get into it by force.
You know what Emma and I were talking about today?
What were you talking about?
Would you cheat on your significant other to get with Jack Black?
No, dude.
We were both like 100%. Fuck yeah, dude. That's going to be fun, dude. We were listening to Tribute. I know you like Tribute. Okay.
I do like Tribute. I would not cheat on my significant other to get with Jack Black.
Oh, well, we've both got a Jack Black pass over here at the Keen household.
that's what you guys both chose. The
what about him in Kung Fu Panda? What about like Kung Fu Panda Jack Black?
Think of School of Rock Jack Black.
School of Rock Jack Black.
Okay. Well, what are you? Okay.
I wouldn't do that. Also, I have no idea what this riddle could be. It's not anything.
Give me a second. Give me a second. I haven't been paying attention.
Ted, you're not going
to
get this. You're not going to get the riddle.
I'm just paying attention to the fact that Tucker and his wife both want to fuck Jack Black from the fucking 90s.
He's not going to get the riddle. He's not going to understand the riddle. We're an hour in and probably 20 minutes into the podcast.
Or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.
A
secret.
Don't like it.
A secret. Is that wrong? That's not right.
You want a hint?
Yeah, give me one hint.
Golden treasure is your focus right there.
What's a golden treasure?
Think about something that you have to open.
The piss in my balls?
He is stored in the balls.
That doesn't help me.
But think about something.
So that wasn't right? It wasn't my balls?
No.
Okay, it's not a ball sack. Okay.
Think about something that you have to open that has something golden inside.
Is it closer to my ball sack or a treasure chest?
Ball sack.
Egg!
Damn.
Wow. 3-1. I knew I put my money in the right spot.
How the fuck is this 3-1?
Golden treasure inside.
2-1, dude. It's fucking 2-1. It's 2-1.
It's 3-1. It's 3-1.
Well, didn't Schlatt lose a point? Okay, also.
You both were at 2-2. You both lost a point. Schlatt's gotten the last two. 3-1.
Right. Barely one of them,
Ted's,
by the way.
Ted's
one of them because Tucker
loser.
Said he was right when he just wasn't, by
that's
the way.
That's not my problem.
Sorry. My fault, he wins, dude. I'm not going to fault him for my fault.
That's not my problem.
This is insane. Okay.
3-1. 3-1.
One of my honey truffle. All
right. Hey.
You could do one. I'm locking in right now. You got it. Winners take the shot.
Oh, fine. Empty, buddy. Empty.
What is
nothing
it?
Left.
Then get another alcohol.
I've taken probably 8 shots.
I want you to be viciously inebriated.
If time comes for me to take another shot, I'll get something else, okay?
The time but is now!
I just took one! Just killed the bottle!
Fine! But I'm pissed.
Okay, here it comes. Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence?
Audible.com.
Wrong.
Appreciate your honesty. Where can't you finish a sentence? Maybe with the bitch wife?
You know, you've been hitting that note a lot.
Maybe at the mother-in-law's house?
A publisher?
I love my mother-in-law.
She's a printing press?
You can't finish a sentence when you're...
A leather-bounding machine.
Well, I mean, the mind immediately goes to library because you're not allowed to talk in there.
Schlatt's closer than you right now, Ted. It doesn't mean he's close.
So it is a place, perhaps.
Perhaps
a place.
Jail.
Perhaps a place. Oh, Ed. Shit. That's right. That's totally right. Totally right.
Wow, Mr. Nivison, I'm proud of you.
Nice. That's a good one.
I had a feeling Ted was going to get that one.
Why?
How do you know which ones we're going to get? Or are you just saying this after
we
get them to make you feel better?
I think it's because I know... No, I have a good idea of what you're going to get. I think it's because I know your head pretty well, Ted.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
He knows where you're going.
And I know where you've been.
You know how little I think about fucking eggs, like that last one, fucking stupid.
That's
riddle.
A good. That's
Ted doesn't
a good.
Eat eggs. No, he eats avocado toast.
It's a good riddle.
I eat
that's
eggs.
A good riddle.
Yeah, but you mainly eat avocado toast.
No, I give you avocado toast because I'm really good at making avocado toast
I'm
for you.
I'm allergic to fucking avocados. I've told you 100 times.
No, you didn't. Because I made that avocado toast for you and you didn't fucking tell me during me making you that avocado toast that you were allergic to avocados. I found out in North Carolina that you were allergic to avocados. I've been friends with you for fucking 8 years and I didn't know you were allergic to avocados. You never brought it up. I would have known that shit.
This is a self-diagnosis.
You made it up?
No, I didn't make it up. I just am using... Okay, here we go. You leave home, take 3 left turns and return home. Who are the 2 masked men waiting for you?
What? You leave home, you take 3 left turns, so now you're 270 degrees to the left, which means you're 90 degrees to the right. You've basically made 1 right turn. Who are the 2 masked men waiting for you? maybe the CIA or the FBI, because you've learned how to warp space and time around you.
I think Schlatt's going to get this one.
The two masked men waiting for you. Robbers. Robbers are at your house. You're being robbed.
Demons.
Wrong.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you be being robbed? That doesn't make any sense. Is it? Okay.
Is it like east and south, or like is it a cardinal direction?
No. I have a good hint. Might be too obvious for whenever you guys are ready.
Home and right?
What?
I don't know the words home and right.
No. It's far wittier than that.
Yeah, it's not at that surface level nonsense that you just put out there, Ted. You take three left turns. Are you traveling? When you are in this riddle, are you actually going somewhere?
In a way, no.
In a way, no.
There is movement.
There's movement.
But you might end up right where you started.
What the fuck?
I hate it.
No, I hate it.
Do you want a hint? Do you want the hint?
Yeah, I'd like a hint.
What hat does Schlatt normally wear?
What?
What hat do you normally
wear? A Yankee.
Oh, the umpire and the fucking catcher?
Heads up.
Fuck that. Fuck.
Congratulations,
Ted. No, he's tied. He's tied.
It's 3-3.
Wait. What do you mean? It's 3-2.
Didn't he get...
No, it's 3-3. It's 3-3. Yeah, it's 3-3. He got prison.
Yeah, it's 3-3. Despite the fact that Schlatt is artificially up a point.
No, he earned that. Don't...
He earned it. Okay, fine.
I did earn that.
You know what I need?
Ted, you're just over there drinking lemonade.
I'm literally Fuck you.
I feel like most people do the chaser after the shot.
No, but he was trying to conceal the fact that he was doing the chaser.
No, I was just drinking lemonade because lemonade. Okay. This wasn't about me. Okay.
I'm getting those roses.
Who's going to make me feel better? Rick Ross? Yeah.
Take some Rick Ross. That's fine.
How many more do we want?
Give me another one.
What's the next one?
The next one is two partners share letters. They agree that next time they meet, she may sit on his face.
What?
But he may not get inside her. Who are they? He and she. Who are the two characters?
Send it in there. Send it in there. This is a very sexual riddle.
This is very sexual. This is a horny...
A sexual riddle, but maybe not a sexual answer.
Yeah.
Two partners share letters. They agree that next time they meet... She may sit on his face, but he may not get inside her. Is this the guy from Rupert Holmes's song?
Is this some like weird porn thing you listen to?
No. Rupert Holmes?
I don't know who that is.
Really?
Is this something I should get on Spotify?
Yeah, of course. It's a great song.
What is it?
I don't even remember. I'm so wasted. What's the song? It's like it's such an easy...
Escape?
Yeah, Escape. That's the plot of the song.
This feels like two words. I'll just say this, Schlatt, because if we could get it at least together, this feels like two words. Two partners share letters.
So what is the answer? Is it two names? Is it two?
It's two things.
Who are the partners?
There's a he and a she, and you have to figure out who they are.
Okay. Two people?
Maybe not people. Why are you saying he and a she? Well, because it says he and a she in the riddle.
Oh.
But don't personify it.
So what is sitting on my face?
That's up to you to decide.
I'm thinking with two partners sharing letters, like we can say that they're writing each other something, but I feel like it's going to be.
I think it's two. It's the notions of things. I think it's two concepts, because the next time they meet, she may sit on his face and Bohemian neck inside her. I think that there's like two partners share letters. I think this is about the start of the word. Like they
like
share
dusk
a letter.
And dawn, you know, or something like that. But obviously, dawn is not sitting on dusk's face.
I like where Schlatt's head is at, though. I do.
She may sit on his face. What's going on there? Except pussy on mouth action.
Yeah, this is
what's going on? Is
like,
he saying?
Why
is
did
he
they
saying,
have to
no,
make this
sit,
riddle
no,
on something
when
non-sexual
I say sit on
but
me,
imply cunnilingus?
Put all your weight on me. That's what I asked for, but she just won't do it.
It distracts you.
She may sit on his face. I don't understand that. That seems in seems inherently sexual.
I mean, there's another aspect where I'm like, she may sit on his face. Is this about a clock? Is this about... No, this isn't about a clock.
Close, I was thinking the face about of pussy a
clock,
on mouth.
Clock face or something.
It's about pussy on mouth.
No, I don't... I almost guarantee you this isn't about pussy on mouth. This is not about pussy on mouth? Something far more nefarious. This is like pussy on eyeballs. Dude! Let's see.
Dude, you guys suck at riddles.
She may sit on his face, but he may not get inside her.
You want the answer?
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
I want the answer.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so now it's 2-2. The answer is the ocean and the canoe.
Never in my life would I have figured that out. Fuck you. Next
what
one.
What the fuck?
Next one, never in my life.
I thought about canoe. No one. Canoe hasn't been part of my life for a very long time.
Ocean and canoe.
I'm in a canoe every year.
Who's pulling canoes? Who's putting canoes in the ocean?
Two partners share letters. Ocean and canoe.
Have you ever ridden a canoe in the ocean?
100% yes, every summer.
Oh, because it's a palindrome.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, catch some striper schoolies.
Okay. No, you're riding a kayak. You're not riding a canoe, dude.
Canoe.
Whatever, so I was man. Here's where I was Whatever. Here's where I was led astray. I thought they'd be sharing the first letters of the words. Instead, it was a palindrome. It was literally all of the same letters. Ocean, canoe.
Jeez.
So I was never going to get that in a million years.
Terrible riddle master. You're really full of lies. You're full of lies and you smell like beef and cheese, you fucking bitch.
Dude, we had shrimp tacos tonight.
It's good for you, asshole. I don't want to hear about it. Fuck you. And you're a slut.
Every time I'm like, oh, here's an easy one. You guys don't get it. All right, here we go.
Oh,
here we go. Tread on the living. They make not a mumble. Tread on the dead. They mutter and grumble.
What's even the what are we trying to get? The living and dead of these things?
What are they? What is it? It's a riddle. You tell me the answer.
I'm starting to get pissed off.
Yeah, me too.
I'm starting to get pissed off with this. This is actually starting to upset me. I'd rather do anything else while I'm drunk.
Yeah, no, I'm getting at the point in my drunk where I'm like, I don't know, fucking dude. I'm just having a good time. I'm just fucking chilling, man.
Yeah, like this is trying to get some fucking... you're trying to get us to be serious right now, and it's not real. It's kind of fucking me, my mood.
I'm at the point at the party where some dude is like unloading his emotional baggage onto me, and I'm like, damn, dude, that sucks. And like, I don't go any deeper than that. Tread on the living, they make not a mumble. Tread on the dead, they mutter and grumble. Well, the dead don't do that because they can't move. So it's probably talking about someone else. So who mutters and grumbles when you tread on the dead and tread on the...
Get rid of the humans in your mind.
Bacon.
No.
Bacon is the answer.
If you stepped on a pig, dude, it would definitely make a lot of...
It would mutter and grumble.
No, it wouldn't mumble. It would snort. It would oink is what it would do. Tread on the living, they make not a mumble.
Tucker's killed that entire thing. You just...
Yeah. That was a lot.
That was a lot. That was in a huge mason jar.
Yeah, that was 50% liquor.
So 20% probably.
And I took a shot.
Are we talking about a dry pile of leaves right now?
Yes.
No.
Yes. The answer is leaves.
No fucking way.
That's stupid. No fucking way are we talking about leaves.
No, dry I need you leaves. To be 100% serious with me. Are we talking
I'm serious.
About-
dry leaves make a crunch. Living leaves will not make a sound when you step on them.
That's crazy that I got that.
Man, Ted is
led you to think about that?
Because I would rake leaves when I was a kid.
Wow, dude, Ted, you've never been cooler.
I'm sorry, Schlatt. Were you too privileged to rake leaves? Was it done by a external company? Is that why you don't have a... Oh, okay.
I just wasn't thinking about fucking leaves.
Yeah, I was coming for you there. Sorry, I don't know.
Tread on the dead, they mutter and... Listen, I'm rich because... I'm self-made,
Let
me put it that way, okay? I'm a self-made millionaire.
Let me just say, Tucker did offer me some... He pulled me away from the humanity of it.
I did.
So I started thinking outside the humanity of it. He was like, they're not people.
That was a decent hint. Like, that was a good hint, though.
It was a pretty good hint.
Well, I could have figured it. I mean, just because the fact it was a riddle, I kind of figured that it wasn't about humans.
3-2, Ted.
Should we do one more?
I guess. I'm probably not going to get it.
Ties or I fucking take all the bacon?
Well, it can't end on a tie.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Give us another. Give us another. No, it won't end on a tie.
Dude, I didn't even believe that I got it right. I was like, Tucker's just fucking with me right now.
That was incredible. Okay.
Dude, Tucker's probably the most fucked up out of all of us.
He's wasted.
Why do we make the riddle master the fucking drunk?
Did you give an employee an opportunity to drink and they just...
Yeah, no, this is like
take it in stride.
They lose their mind.
Here we go. With pointed fangs and in plain sight, my bloodless victims are bound by my bite. What am I?
So we're trying to guess the victims, or...
No, you're trying to guess the
thing with pointed fangs.
Exactly.
What, a vampire bat, dude? Like,
wrong!
Okay, I knew that was going to be wrong, but thank you for clarifying that with such intensity, with pointed fangs and in plain sight.
Bloodless victims.
A Venus flytrap.
No, but dude, I'd love to own one. All right, or what?
They've got one at the plant store that we went to in L.A.
Well, dude, I ain't bringing one of my carry-ons.
And I remember when you saw that, you were like, that can't be legal.
Well, yeah, there's a serious plant poaching problem in the world, you know.
With pointed fangs and in plain sight, my bloodless victims are bound by my bite.
We talking about heavy machinery. We're talking about heavy machinery, like a crane or a tractor. You know,
I think smaller, but I like the machinery idea.
Okay.
Schlatt's on the right track. He's got to scale way down.
Way down?
A stapler.
Oh!
Fuck this.
Wow.
I don't like this anymore. You know?
Damn, dude.
You
want to
do one more,
Schlatt?
You want to dive back into the arena once more?
Because I already lost.
I'm the Riddler,
baby!
I'm the Riddler! Wow.
Dude, Tucker's treating this like it's a fucking sporting event.
Uncle, dude, you got
this
me.
Like
you
it's a
me.
Fucking Super Bowl.
Dude, that was bigger than the fucking bowl. That was incredible.
It's empty, Schlatt. It's empty. There's nothing in there, man. There's
get
no
me
solace
out of
for
one
you.
Drop. One drop of this shit is all you need to make that mouth start. Oh,
whew, wow.
You know what's funny? Before you guys started talking, Schlatt started talking about the bobcat or whatever. I was thinking of those little things you had in school that you didn't really know what they were for. I think they were for removing staples.
The staple remover, yeah.
I was thinking of that because I remember thinking, I was like, that looks like a vampire when I was a kid.
Yeah. Wow.
No, that was good. And
was a good
let's
riddle.
Go over what we learned today, too. I mean, Barbie Quinn with my truffle honey. That's the first one. And then we also learned about another Nicki Minaj special, the sour cream truffle. She's a big fan of truffle. You gotta understand that. And then we also have Ooh Wee Wavy Boozy Louisiana Heat. Yep,
the Boozy Louisiana Heat.
And then, of course, the Sweet Chili Lemon Pepper from Rick Ross. And finally, the original Notorious B.I.G. Honey Jalapeno. Are we done here?
That's fine. I'm more than happy to end on
this.
More than happy to end on this. You know, I've always been the comic relief, and you've always been the intelligent one.
So that's an interesting thing. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
But you're also calling me intelligent, which is interesting. So I don't know how I feel about it.
I think you've always just been the smart one of the comedy podcast.
I think that I've always been the moral compass, the center moral compass.
That's
of
a
the
funny way to look at things.
I've been the central, neutral moral compass. Mm-hmm. When we lost Charlie, we lost the good side of the podcast. I'm the neutral
side.
So I'm
the
Tucker's
bad
just
side
a Marine.
Is what you're saying.
So, like, that's not... We can't even, like, put him on any
sort of
compass.
So he's inherently bad.
You're the chaotic evil side of the podcast.
Yeah.
So we've gone
evil.
Into a whole different
I'm
zone.
I'm a nice guy once you get to know me.
Well... Thank you, everybody, for watching this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. This was our very first intoxicated episode where we got safely and within legal bounds inebriated. Yes. Please don't do this at home. Please
Ted,
make sure that if you're drinking alcohol, you are over 21
right now.
And that you are within whatever country you're in, you're within legal drinking age. We don't recommend doing this. Yada yada.
I could
yada,
drive a vehicle right now.
Stuff.
That's how sober I am. I could drive my 360 Modena. Right
He's
now.
Lying.
Get in
it's
that
a
car.
Lie.
He get in that gated is... manual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the sound it makes when I switch gears in my 360
That's
Modena.
So awesome. Yeah. Hey, chucklers, let us know what you want us to do for the next episode of the drunk, inebriated episodes. That makes it sound more, what is it? More intellectual, inebriated episodes.
I think next time we do an episode where we're drinking, we don't do some stupid pansy ass intellectual problems. You know, I think we really, we talk about like something
the
that actually
gritty.
Matters.
How about we do life advice? For the next episode, should we do a drunk, like a drunk speak
maybe
pipe
like
episode?
A speak pipe. Yeah, maybe like a
inebriated speak pipe episode where we give people advice for just like, yeah, man, dude, I don't know. Like, you just gotta like go in there and fucking
fuck
shoot
her,
that.
Dude
that
fuck
guy
her.
Fucking sucks. That honestly would be kind of sick. That would
Women
be kind of like
are
we're
all
just
the
like,
same.
It's like we're just basically transporting our viewers into a room in which we're drunk and they're like giving us a problem they have.
Yeah,
honestly, that would be funny. Yeah, no, guys, go on speakpipe.com/chuckle sandwich. We probably already have another SpeakPipe thing lined up for the last one, but for this one, for the following drunk episode, and make sure that you label it on SpeakPipe. Label it drunk or something so we know. And just give us some sort of problem or some sort of life advice thing that you want. And we will give you life advice while we are drinking. And it will increase in its quality and its fidelity, if that even makes sense in that sentence.
Great.
But
I'm going to drink a lot of water now.
Me too, dude. Me too. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. Thanks so much to Tucker for getting us these riddles. And subscribe. Like it. I don't know.
Bye.
Rate it 5 stars on Spotify. See you around, guys. Peace.
Bye.
I'm fucked up.